Scunthorpe Moor's a community nature reserve. We've put community into the description on deliberately because it is very much for and run, helped by the community. It's run by the Hawk and Owl Trust, who are a small charity who are sort of specifically focused on wild birds of prey and owls. We're probably the only charity that's sort of dedicated specifically to them. And the reserve's been here for about, open to the public for about 14 years now.
So it's something that you probably drive along the A148, see it, drive past it every day, and a lot of people don't really know what is here.
Yeah, that's our challenge, really. We're not sort of a big organisation, and not like the RSPB, and people go to their reserves to make the most use of their membership and things. We're kind of a little outfit, and as you say, people drive past on the road and see the sign and probably not sure what's here. But the reserve's about 30 acres. But as well as that, we manage the land on either side for the landowner. So in effect, we're managing 200 acres as a reserve, even though the public can't get to all of that. The public access is limited to the 30 acres. But the whole reserve is boardwalked. We're very we see accessibility as one of our sort of key things, and we're very keen that everybody should be able to access the reserve. You know, if they're in wheelchairs or, you know, families with prams and things like that, they should be able to get to exactly the same places as everybody else. So we're just in the process of doing the last bit of the project to boardwalk the whole reserve so that all our hides and everything are accessible to people in wheelchairs.
One of the first things I spotted when I came in, a great big list of the birds that have been spotted this month. And yep, there's a lot there.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, it's fairly easy to come in and tick off 50 birds in a morning, but it varies a lot through the year. You know, we'll get a completely different set of species in during the winter than through the summer. So at the moment we've got a lot of brambling and siskin and red poll and, you know, things that we only see during the winter time coming in big flocks, whereas in the summer it's more reed warblers, sedge warbler, summer visitors that like our sort of reed bed and wet meadow habitat.
So what sort of habitat have you got here?
Well, part of the attraction of the place is that we have quite a diverse mixture, really. We have quite a lot of reed bed, a lot of wet meadow, a lot of wet woodland. Going back, if you'd come here 70 or 80 years ago, it would have been an almost treeless environment. It was a piece of common land that used to be grazed and managed for fuel and everything. And you know, you would now see right across it there were no trees on it. But from the sort of early 1900s, the management sort of died out. And if you leave a piece of land unmanaged, eventually it scrubs up and eventually becomes woodland. And when Nigel Middleton, the warden here, first started work on the reserve, it was almost all trees, all the good habitat, all the reed bed and everything had gradually disappeared. So a lot of the work that the Trust has done in the last 15 years has been restoring the site back to what it was in past times, really. And, you know, there's plenty of, you know, people say to me, why are you chopping trees down? You shouldn't be chopping trees down, but trees is fine, we've got plenty of trees, but what we lack is some of this other more important habitat, like reed bed and wet fen, particularly inland reed beds like ours. You know, as we have more problems on the coast with the coastal reed beds getting inundated or maybe not being protected in the future, the importance of these sites grows. So it's really important that we manage them properly.
Do you get a lot of visitors?
Yeah, our numbers are consistently going up. You know, we were saying people pass us on the road, but once we manage to persuade people to come in, they tend to come back because they like the place when they come, and it's a nice, friendly place. We have great volunteers to show people what's going on and talk to them about the birds. And you know, if we get 15,000 visitors a year, that'll be good. That's kind of where we are at the moment. But we're continuously trying to improve that by introducing new things. So, you know, we opened a new hide recently, a new aerial hide, tower hide, that people can get a nice view over the reed bed, and that sort of brings in some more visitors. And then, you know, you have to move up to the next step by doing something else new. So it's a continuous sort of evolution process for us, really.
Now, you've received this lottery grant. How's that going to help?
Well, the lottery grant we've just received, I think, £73,000 from the Heritage Lottery Funds, Your Heritage scheme. And that, essentially, the bulk of that will cover the wages for my role. So it's a 3-year placement that's focused on managing our volunteers. We really sort of live and die by our volunteers. We have a small amount of staff and a good group of volunteers, so a lot of the work that's done on the site is done by volunteers. And we've really felt we needed a bit more coordination of their activity, so a bit more planning and a bit more structure around what they do. We need to grow out and recruit new people for specific roles. And also, you know, we need to make sure that we're making their volunteering experience as enjoyable and productive as possible. You know, it's got to be satisfying for them. They come because they want to, not because we tell them to. So it's got to be interesting and enjoyable for them. So my new role is about, you know, facilitating that process and making sure that they're enjoying themselves and we're getting as much as we can out of their time with us, really.
You have a lot of volunteers, 80, I understand.
Yeah, we're about 80 at the moment, in a whole load of different roles. You know, I think one of the reasons that we attract people is that we can offer lots of different opportunities, whether it's actually going out onto the reserve and doing habitat management work, or we have a group that do all our reserve maintenance on the boardwalks and building things. We have guys that build nest boxes, you know, sophisticated specialist barn owl boxes and things like that that we sell as an income stream for the reserve. Or for people who are a bit less active, they can come and meet and greet visitors in the visitor centre, or, you know, walk around the reserve as a warden just advising people about what's in at the moment and what they can see and things about the history of the reserve. So there's a whole range of things that people can do, and I think that attracts quite a number of people.
And obviously you seem to be going from strength to strength.
I think so, yeah. We sort of keep trying new things, and that brings in more visitors, and more visitors means we need more people to support them, so then we need more volunteers, and it's growing pretty quickly. And as well as the work we do actually at the reserve here, we also do quite a lot of work on other sites amongst the community. We also look after the reed bed at Guy's Common, and, you know, we do quite a lot of outreach work with landowners around the area as well. So lots of stuff for us to keep busy.